Hey, I got another player. I found another vintage baseball player right here at Mugley's in the Best Western Greenfield Village. Actually, my next guest is not a new guest. He's the last guest I had on a full episode. Iron Chest Mark Herman, captain of the Oregon Ganymedes. Mark, how you doing?
Doing good.
It's been so long since I talked to you.
I know. You know, just seems like Monday.
Well, before I get into the questions about how today went, we got off the phone during our interview, and you're like, "Oh, you didn't ask me this, or you didn't ask me that." So I'm going to ask you.
Yeah,
Mark, when the heck is a Ganymede?
I was wondering if anybody cared about that. Well, Ganymede is something uniquely Oregon. There's a spring in town called Ganymede Spring, and it's a Greek mythology thing. Ganymede was the cupbearer to the gods on Mount Olympus. And they named it that because, by legend, he was carried by an eagle up to Mount Olympus and made immortal. Somebody came out and observed a bald eagle drinking from this spring, and it flew away, and they just went, "Oh, it's Ganymede Spring. It's got water good enough to be used by the gods." So it is a big Oregon tourist attraction and just a very darn clever name. It's been around a long, long time.
Sure.
Since like the 1840s.
So before I ask you how the club did today, I'm going to ask you your opinion of how you did personally. Did you play today, Mark, or were you just here as a captain?
I did not play. We had 13 players, most of which were almost half my age. So I managed from the bench. I did not enter the game. I was managing and doing strategy.
How well was your strategy today, Mark?
It was excellent. Years of wisdom paid off. I set up the batting order, I did the defensive order, and we won both games.
Beautiful. So tell me about how that first game went today.
We played Chelsea. I mean, as we knew, they were a last-minute addition. They had to fill in for a team that had to drop out because they had low numbers. And we did well. I mean, we hit the ball well. We got great defense. And, I think we scored every single inning.
Wow. Well, you guys do have a little bit of a reputation of being an offensive, a well-rounded offensive club, so I guess it doesn't really surprise me a lot.
And we batted 13, and everybody can hit.
Yeah.
So and I set up the order. Don't want to give away my strategy.
Do it. No one's listening.
I had fast guys, power guys, fast guys, power guys, and I did it every other guy. So I had guys that hit singles and were fast on a base, and I had those big power hitters following them all the way up and down the line. So it worked.
So it sounds like you had kind of a easy go of it?
Yeah,
I don't want to say that because we're certainly not here to offend anybody.
But. No, Chelsea, you won pretty handily. But Walker Tavern Wheels was the second game, and they had beat Chelsea pretty handily as well. And it was a great match. We ended up winning like 13-9. And we jumped out to an early lead and held it. And finally held them off. They had a big rally right at the end, and we were able to hold them off and win. It was great.
Well, it's tough. Chelsea is a bound team.
Yes.
All year round. So they filled in at last minute and got the guys that they did. So it's a tough situation for Chelsea to show up in this situation.
I understand.
And really.
And they're great guys. Like you said, wonderful people, just great sportsmen. And they had some good skills. Mm-hmm. We just out-hit them. And we're able to score pretty consistently. And that was the difference in the game.
And you find yourself in the first-class championship. Have you been in the first-class championship before?
Yes. This is the third time we've gotten to the semis.
And but you have not made it to the finals yet.
No, right? We've always lost Sunday morning. I always tell my guys, I want to win my last game. That's all they want to do in this tournament is win my last game. So I'd like to win my last two games this time.
Yes.
This is the only way you can do it. So we won our first two. We will play Saginaw tomorrow at 11:00, and we played them a couple years ago, and they thumped us pretty good. So.
Well, as a member of the Columbus Capitals, we played Saginaw today in the second match. If you want a scouting report, here it is.
Wow. No. Hit left. Hit left. Hit left. power hit, hit left.
Wow. Wow.
And, I know. Well, they put like double digits up twice in the first two innings, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, they still had the scoreboard up when we were walking out, and I'm going, why did you guys leave that up? Take that down.
Yeah, I asked somebody, what is going on here? That should be down immediately.
I know. I mean, and then I said, it's going to be up all night. What are you guys doing? So that's what I told your team. They were sitting around going, they're just sitting there, and I'm going, why are you staring at that? It's like watching a bad movie. Stop it.
All right. I'm going to, before you get out of here, I'm going to get you down for some predictions for tomorrow. Third-class championship. Your four teams are the Lonnie Dawes, the Nationals, the Columbus Capitals, and the Chelsea Monitors.
Wow. You know, I saw the game that the Lonnie Dawes played against Bay City. They were tough. They almost came back. And I think that they're going to sweep tomorrow.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
Second-class championship, you have Canton, the Rockford Rogues, the Black Flags of Droverton, and the Walker Wheels Tavern.
Wow. I can't believe that Canton's not going to do better tomorrow. But I was shocked that they lost today.
It was a close match. Yeah. It was one of those where just one play at the end of that game was
going
to determine it. And for once, it didn't go their way.
Yeah, so what was that, 14-11 or something like that? It was a really close game. I would think that they are the best team in that bunch.
And then the way I will ask first-class championship is you obviously would pick your own team. So that's obvious. Let's pretend we're in a world where Oregon is not in this, and it's a three-team race, Bay City, Flat Rock, and Saginaw. In your gut,
it's
the gut you work out every morning.
I know. Yes, it's six-pack gut. Let's see. It's going to be tough. Canton is good, but you know, Bay City is playing really well, and it's almost like a team of destiny. That they're going to make it back to the finals.
I thought that every year I was on Bay City, we were in destiny, and it never happened.
I know. Talk about your lovable losers. They have been bridesmaid an awful lot in the finals, and I don't know. Canton's really good. I mean, Flat Rock's really good. I don't know. That's a tough one.
It would be Saginaw. It's Bay City, Saginaw, and Flat Rock.
Yeah. It's going to be us and Saginaw, and it's. It's going to Bay City and
Flat Rock.
I don't know. That's going to be a toss up, but Bay City certainly is the sentimental favorite.
All right. So if Oregon doesn't win, Mark is predicting Bay City Independence.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right. Hey, Mark, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. Eight more good minutes. Woo!
I know. don't be a stranger. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. Hope you get some more good interviews. It's been a fun tournament, and the weather was just perfect. Hope everybody comes out tomorrow.
All right. Take care, Mark.
All right. Bye.